Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Ronald Jones.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Ronald Jones. I'm from east of Bogle, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed on going through my bank statements.
Yes, sir.
And I was going on 4/28/22.
Uh-huh.
I was charged $59.89.
Okay, sir, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May you provide me with your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you, sir?
Zip code is 36260.
And what's your first and last name, please?
First name is Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. You doing okay this afternoon, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Where in the world is east of Bogan, Alabama?
It's a little small town about 30 miles south of Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, okay. You're actually talking to a person that we're in a call center in Alabama. We're in central Alabama. We're about an hour and a half from Birmingham. I just never heard of that one. And how do you say it? Ebola? Ebola?
Actually, right over by Queen Austin and Anniston.
Oh, it's east of Boga.
East of Boga.
Okay, all right. I just never heard of that. Okay. Learn
every day. It's about 10 miles from Talladega or 10 miles from Oxford. It's one of the most small in the real town.
I see. I've never heard of it. I've been down here 30 years. But okay, sir, back to your situation. Could you, will you just verify your shipping address for me? Sir, what happened is, do you recall maybe back in April responding to a sweepstakes that said you could win or had won a free KitchenAid mixer and just to pay the shipping and handling? You recall anything like that?
No.
You think maybe Mrs. Jones may have responded? It was a sweepstakes to win it, sir. And what happened is that $59.89 charge you're seeing, that's because in order to participate in that sweepstakes to win the mixer, you have to be enrolled in this mobile food app. And the app is called Bites Hub. And it's just an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs out of your diet, that sort of thing, sir. Now, they charged you in April and in May, but they offer it for $20 a month if you want to remain in that sweepstakes to win that mixer still.
No, I just try to find out why I was charged for nothing, you know. I mean,
because when you whomever responded to it, you may have just gone on the site, sir, but you got enrolled in that mobile food app, and it's an app that you can access from any mobile device, your phone, laptop, whatever. And it's just something that's like health conscious. They encourage healthy eating. They give you like videos and slides on how to count calories and turn food into real energy, that sort of thing. But you have to be enrolled in Bites Hub in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the mixer. And that's where the charge is coming from. It's not the KitchenAid people. It's Bites Hub. They're sponsoring the sweepstakes. So how would you like for me to handle your account today, sir? I'm here to help.
Well, I'd like to have it sent back to me if possible.
Okay, I can do that, sir. Now, I can cancel out that account, but they only allow me to refund the last... Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry about that. They only allow me to refund the last charge, and you actually have two on here. But I can refund the most recent charge, Mr. Jones, and that was yesterday on 5/26. They billed you $59.89. Have you talked to your bank, sir, or your credit card company in reference to these charges?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
And that's why I pulled it out, because we're trying to figure out where it came from.
So they gave you this number and advised you to give us a call and see if we could resolve it for you, Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and refund both of those charges in light of that information. Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, sir. And I'm going to refund both charges. I'll be back with your cancellation number, sir, as well as your total refund amount, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Them shoes got to be comfortable because I know you. You know what?
Okay.
Okay, hang on just one moment for me, sir, okay? So it's going to be $59.89 times 2, which is, oh, hang on, $119.78 is your total refund amount, sir. And let me see, for the one that was just incurred on yesterday, I'm going to void that one back. That way that will expedite getting back on your car, because that one, that charge should still be pending, Mr. Jones. The other one from last month, I'm going to have to void. What don't even let me?
Okay.
Void that one. So you should receive two refund confirmation emails, Mr. Jones. Let me verify that the email address that's on file is your current email address. What I have here is Chef full of it.
Chief full of it.
Okay, Mr. Jones, that's your current and correct email address, I'm assuming. All right, sir. So I processed these refunds, Mr. Jones. You should receive two refund confirmation emails stating that $59.89 is back on its way to your Visa card that ends 0472, sir. Because it's a holiday weekend, please allow Tuesday, okay, this coming Tuesday, before you start counting that 3 to 5, 7 days, sir, because they don't process okay over the weekend. And, of course, Monday's a holiday. So Thursday of next week will be the third business day. That's when you start looking, checking your account to see if that $119.78 is back in it, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's your cancellation number for you, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, sir.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, followed by 920-665-720. Now, let me repeat that for you, Mr. Jones. C920-665-720. Is your cancellation number. There'll be no more billing effective immediately, and you'll have that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. Keep your eyes out for your emails, because they should be coming through any minute now.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I'm tell you about that email I got called She's Full of It.
Yeah.
I used to be a Native American Indian chief.
I'm retired,
and I used to go to the powwow telling the kids stories about the Native American life.
You pulling my leg, I know, because chiefs don't retire.
Well, I know that normally chiefs stay till you're dead, but still, you know, as a Native American, I still go to some of them sometimes.
Okay.
And that's what I do. I'm a storyteller.
Okay.
So that's why I got that funny number name like that.
I'm wondering is it true to form? Because I think you're pulling my leg now.
Yeah, that's why they gave it to me that way. Because they some of them stories I tell, they think I was full of it anyway.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that explanation, Mr. Jones.
I appreciate it. You have a good weekend yourself.
You too, sir. It was a delight getting to know you, Mr. Jones. You stay safe and take care of yourself, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye now.
Okay.